worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We might be the only part of show business that won't sexually harass you.
Oh!
It's a freak accident, the podcast that is slowly but surely, taking over the internet. Taking over the internet. Eventually, we'll get there. One pair of ears at a time. That's why we're glad to have you here listening to this episode, which is episode number, I don't even know. I think we're close to like 200 though.
Oh, that's cool. Like, yeah. We're almost at monumental.
Right. Are we going to actually celebrate like in a large fashion when we hit 200?
I thought we were only at 100.
Oh, we are only almost at 100. Man, I'm jumping forward into the future. Look at that. I'm along the time stream, way ahead of where my body's at.
I hope it's good things.
We're not quite at episode 100, but we're getting there. It's going to be a major celebration, or not. You'll just have to listen to find out.
Ooh.
Welcome to A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco. That's Lazy E. The website is afreakaccident.com, and the email, which you can use to contact us, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Now, there's something missing here.
I know. It seems way too happy in this room right now.
I know. We're like real upbeat and everything's going great. What could it possibly be that isn't bringing us down and ruining everybody's mood?
Usually I cry on Wednesdays. Oh, wait. We're missing somebody.
All right. The other person who usually cries on Wednesdays, too.
Oh, let's I think we got her on the line.
And when he smokes, he's a naughty nicotiney pig. Nicotiney pig, that's the guinea pig of ours.
Mickey!
Yeah.
Mickey, you've got theme music now.
Yeah.
I hear that.
We got Mickey on Skype! Yay! Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
You still didn't miss the show, even though you wanted to miss the show and you tried really hard.
I know. What is going on?
Now, if you weren't listening last week, she is right now getting tested with, like, chemicals and stuff. She's a guinea pig, like the song said.
How goes the guinea pig thing, Mickey?
The guinea pig goes. I'm not dead yet.
So you do not have cancer yet?
No.
Have they promised cancer within the first 48 or 72 hours?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately? What? So they're pumping you full of drugs, like these things to make you not sick, I think you said, with chemo.
Right.
What kind of... Did you get pumped?
Yeah, I got my dose this morning.
Ooh.
I'm not dead yet.
Any weird side effects, though?
A little bit of a headache, but that's about it.
Oh, that's just us.
that's
nothing
Wednesday
to do with those drugs.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, at least
everything was good.
At least you're getting time to, like, you know, hang out at home and just, like, you know, relax and, you know, sit with the dogs and things like that, though.
No, you realize I'm in Jersey, right?
What? Ooh. I thought you said you had to be on house arrest or whatever while this was going on.
No, I'm on New Jersey arrest. It's even worse.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is terrible.
Are the chemicals that you're testing the water?
Just drink the Jersey water and see if you die.
No, I'm good.
That's the test. So you're like locked down in a lab somewhere?
Yep.
So you're actually a guinea pig?
Yes.
Have they forced you to like try and find your way through a maze with a piece of cheese at the end?
Actually, I got cheese for a snack earlier.
Oh my God, she really is a guinea pig.
It's happening.
Do you have anybody there with you? Or are you by yourself like in a room?
No, I'm with another one of the people that are here. We're playing checkers right now.
Oh, can we talk to the other person?
Put him on speaker. Put him on blast. Come on.
We just have a few questions.
Is he beating you in checkers?
Wait. I think she's getting him.
He says no.
Oh.
He won't come on the line?
He won't, no.
No.
Oh, I was going to ask him if he's okay. Like, is he really there, or is he the drugs
talking? Okay, yeah, this is Mickey's just projecting. There's, like, an invisible person there that she's imagined in her hallucinating stupor.
Yes, that's it. Oh, good God.
Is he beating you in checkers right now?
No, I'm beating him.
How badly?
I got 3 kings to his 1.
Oh, I just heard him.
Yeah.
I heard you, mystery man.
We got you. You're on the show. Mumbling or otherwise, we got you.
All I heard in the background.
So you're stuck in this laboratory. Like, do you have to wear, like, a robe or, like, a hospital gown or something like that?
No, I'm wearing my regular street clothes.
Oh, okay.
Your street clothes, your gang wear.
Yes.
So how long do you actually have to be on lockdown for?
Until Monday.
Now, this doesn't seem like a very good experiment to me, because, like, shouldn't they let you out into the world to see, like, if you start, you know, peeing on fire hydrants or something? Because
we do that after the first 6 days.
Yeah, because people who take these drugs aren't going to be, you know, locked down in a laboratory with, like, padded walls. They're going to be allowed to walk into traffic and everything.
Well, you never know. They may lock themselves into a padded room.
Wait, now, does this guy know yet that you don't watch any TV or anything like that?
Probably not.
So he doesn't see. This is why I wanted him on the line. I wanted to warn him.
Yeah, hey, he still thinks Mickey has a chance to be interesting.
Yeah, no, it doesn't get better.
No.
It's gonna get worse.
So you're in the laboratory for like a week, and then what? Do you just go home?
I go home, and then I go back for visits,
okay,
for checkups.
So how long is this whole shebang actually going to last?
This whole thing takes 6 months.
Oh wow.
So I get to do this a couple more times.
So we get to watch you, like, slowly decay over the next 6 months. It'll happen right here on the podcast in real time.
It hasn't been happening for the last 2 years.
Physical, not mental.
Yeah,
physical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Physical sickness decay kind of thing. Wow, 6 months.
Okay.
Though. That's a heck of a commitment. What are they paying you? Don't tell me that. But yeah, tell me that.
No, yeah, I want to know.
Lots of money.
Lots of money.
Like lots and lots? Like enough to pay off beans and bumps?
I wish, but a good percentage of it.
That's why she's doing this. She's filling herself full of drugs. She's selling her eggs. She's doing all of this to try and raise money to open the bike park.
That is exactly what I'm doing.
It's a good plan. I like this plan. What's Murderer doing?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're doing all this work as in getting pumped full of chemicals, and he's sitting at home eating Doritos.
Well, he's watching the dogs.
Who cares? Yeah. He does that anyways.
Yeah, but it's easier when there's 2 people in the house instead of 1.
Oh.
I guarantee he put them in, like, a puppy, like, daycare, and he's just sitting there, pants off, having a fun time.
Yeah, yeah. Either that or it's, like, the men who stare at goats, and it's just Murderer stares at dogs.
Yeah, no, he can't stare at goats. Mickey's in Jersey.
Yeah.
That was mean. See, yeah. I didn't go there.
I did.
Well, Mickey, I wanted to say thank you for taking the time to actually call in and be a part of this week's episode. Even though you couldn't be here in person, you're here in spirit, and over the magic of the internet, you're here on Skype, so thank you.
Lovely.
Don't die.
You're very welcome.
Don't die, because we want you to come back next week.
And can you tell Mystery... Okay. Yell over to Mystery Man, tell him we said bye. And that I love him.
The boys say bye.
And that I love him.
No, you can't have that.
We love him, though.
He has now left the room.
Oh.
Oh.
See, we drive him away like everybody.
They killed him.
I know, you're scaring people away.
They killed him in the experiment. He was the chosen one.
They just come into this room and sit in this chair. Yeah. We're just going to strap you down, and that fuzzy feeling you're going to feel in a couple seconds is nothing to worry about.
Just going to see how a knife fits into a chest.
Well, Mickey, enjoy being a guinea pig. I don't know what that sound was, but I'm assuming it was your bowels escaping. Enjoy being a guinea pig. Don't die, and we'll see you again here on Mike next week, right?
Yes, I will be there.
All right, Mickey, stay healthy. We love you.
Bye.
And when
Bye.
He smokes,
yeah,
he's a naughty nicotine.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from Mickey.
Yeah, and she now has theme music.
Of ours.
I don't understand where you got that, but I love it. Anyway, buddy, I think it's just going to be you and me here today now, since Mickey's off gallivanting around some mad scientist's laboratory.
Yeah.
They're going to try and splice her with other splices and make a Frankenstein monster.
Oh, multi-Mickey.
Multi-Mickey. Universal, whenever you want to invest in that for your terrible, terrible dark universe thing, give us a call. We're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for you. Anyway, Lazy E, do you want to know what we're talking about today on the show?
I sure do.
We are going to talk about the holiday season, since apparently that's the thing to do now. Halloween's over, so immediately it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah, but here's the thing. It's actually ruining your entire, well, most of your day.
Yes, yes, it is. But really, it's affecting you at work.
Well, that's what I mean, most of your day.
We'll tell you about how, why, what the deal is coming up in that segment. Plus, two women rescued after months lost at sea. Or were they?
Killer tofu. Sorry, got in Doug mode.
Some weird things we do but don't think about.
This is going to make everybody
number
feel
one,
a little worse.
Number one, do a podcast every week and assume people care.
Oh.
And finally, we've got a movie segment. We're going to be doing some review action of Thor Ragnarok. Plus, we've got 33 of the dumbest lines in movie history, which we will review along with you.
A great walk down memory lane of these lines, man. Whoa,
all that wonderfulness and more with Lazy E and me on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Shing!
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
It's the most wonderful time.
You know, I've been putting up with this crap since before Halloween.
Yeah, well, now it's kind of okay.
No, Christmas is not supposed to start until Santa shows up at the end of the Macy's parade.
That's right, we did learn about that. But Thanksgiving's still part of the holiday season.
I mean, kind of, but it's its own thing. It should have its own decorations and its own acknowledgement, apart from just being part one of Christmas.
What are you talking about? I wear the decoration all the time. It's called this big gut from every year.
Your ongoing turkey celebration.
I know. I give it an all-year celebration.
I'm glad to know, though, I'm not the only one being stressed out by the holiday season.
Dude, at work, it is insane.
Well, let me tell you something, listener. Having worked in radio, and Lazy E still works in radio, it is awful around the holidays. Awful. Not just because the one station, and I'm pretty sure probably every radio market out there has that one station that plays Christmas music 24/7 leading up to it. Not only just because you have to hear that echoing through the halls, but also
oh, it's just commercials, last minute stuff. But you know what I do find, and I'll give it, you know, there is a kind of yin to yang. While it does like kick your butt, those days off mean so much more during the holidays, man.
I guess, yeah.
They feel so good.
I mean, and then the other thing, too, is when it does start snowing, there are no days off.
Oh, no, you make it in.
Yeah, right. All that's for radio, because if you don't make it in, things don't play.
Things don't play, and EAS tests, oh, there's the emergency broadcasting stuff.
This from PRNewsWire.com, though, says apparently not everybody is happier during the holidays. In fact, the holidays stress a lot of people out, not just Lazy E and myself or other radio people. Half of workers are actually jollier on the job during the holiday season, but more than one third are also more stressed.
So it actually trickles into other jobs.
Apparently, yes, it does. I'm looking at a graph here on this. It says, which aspect of the holiday season is most stressful for you on the job?
Okay.
Last, attending office holiday events is last on that list. 8% of people say that's the most stressful.
I never found that stressful at all. It's the one time you're going to get to take something from the company.
It can be stressful, though, if you hate who you work with.
True, but you got to keep in your mind, you're eating for free, you might be drinking for free.
you eat that up.
Let's just put it this way. After my departure from the radio station last year, I saw pictures from the Christmas party online, and I saw the one person that you know who I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, right, yeah, they all had to sit there and listen to her talk for who knows how long.
Yeah.
That would stress me out.
Well, you see, what I do is I turn the other way, and I just talk to somebody else and blank it out. I've become very good at that.
Good strategy. 11% say buying gifts for coworkers and or business contacts.
Do people
still do the Secret Santa thing?
I thought the Secret Santa thing, at least I tried it once at the radio station, it was a great idea because it actually, like, kind of lessened the fact of me feeling obligated to people. Because, like, I'll have some of the salespeople will get me a gift, and I don't know it's going to happen.
Okay.
And so then you're like, you know, come on, at least tell me. So I know what to get, but then you have to go out and get it for multiple people. Secret Santa takes that out of the way.
See, now, wait a minute. In regard to the salespeople, with the amount that they take from you all freaking year, the least they can do is get you a gift card to Olive Garden.
I think that was one.
I know it was because I got one too.
I used it.
18% having fewer people available to help with the workload. Yeah, because everybody starts taking time off around the holidays.
Well, and it's always that thing, like you always say all year, I'm going to use my vacation time so I'm not stuck in this predicament next year.
Yeah.
And then December happens.
Yeah, it's not just because it's the holidays and you just don't want to be working. It's because if you don't use your time, you lose it in a lot of cases, a lot of these companies.
Most companies don't pay you for it anymore.
Yeah, they don't pay it out.
I wouldn't. That's the thing. If a company said to me, I'll give you money for the ones you don't use, fine, because I'm not going to use them. They're not going to be useful days.
You with your anxiety, though, maybe you should consider using a couple more of those sometime, though.
You know what, though? I found the good cure to anxiety.
Money.
The green, baby.
23% say taking time off and coming back to a heavy workload. And that is no truer than in radio, but in a lot of places it's true as well.
It's all over the place. You have paperwork. You have calls you have to make. Salespeople, especially, they have to go and touch base with everybody.
Yeah.
There's no more workplace where it's a team that has everybody divvies it up.
Doing what I do now, you know, accounts receivable. Guess what? There are still receivables needed today and then 2 weeks from now after Christmas is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that work isn't going away just because it was the holidays, unfortunately.
No, and that makes the last day of your vacation the worst because you think about it.
Now, 32%, the most of this survey, say the thing that stresses them the most out during the holiday season at work is balancing holiday events and work obligations. Because a lot of companies toward the end of the year, coming up on year-end close, you know, in the financing side of things, oh, you got to pull overtime because everything's got to be wrapped up before year-end, this, that, and the third. That's going to stress you out. And then you've got holiday functions to attend. If you've got a family, there's probably freaking Christmas concerts with your kids at their school or whatever.
You got friends.
Yeah.
You do stuff with. You do a Secret Santa with them.
You've got a shop. I mean, although online shopping has helped that a little bit, you still got to set aside time to sit down and scroll through somebody's Amazon wish list.
That's what ends up happening at workplaces. That ends up being their lunch hour.
Right.
Is shopping for it, which, to be fair, like you said, has helped out immensely.
Yeah.
Like, huge, but there's still that thing, like, it stresses you out, because you some stuff you still have to go to the store for, and you're just sitting there, and you're like, I have to get out, but then I have to be at a store before, like, whatever time it closes, but then I have to be back in the morning extra early to make up for the time I just left for.
Yeah, yeah, or use some of that precious personal time to go stand in line at a store.
Yeah, and that could stress you out in itself.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
Now, what would you like your company to do to help alleviate stress during the year-end holiday season?
Okay, so we'll enter fictional land.
Yeah, because any of these companies care.
Yeah.
8% say bring in temporary staff to help with the workload. Some businesses do that. They hire seasonal workers.
But be weary of what you ask for, because if those temp people push through... And you're off, guess who's the new full-time and guess who's the temp?
Either that or if they end up being better at your job than you are.
Don't do that.
Provide more paid vacation. Yeah, right. But 17% say that would help. Of course it would help. None of these freaking companies are going to do that, though.
Yeah, but then we go back to the first problem, trying to use up all your days.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Allow more flexibility in your work schedule around the holidays, 32%.
That, and you know what? I side with the companies. If you did that with everybody, there would be no one during normal hours.
Yeah, I mean, flexibility maybe to a degree?
Maybe...
Within reason?
You would have to organize it with everybody, kind of like you do with vacation days. Like, okay, well, that person's leaving at 4 today, so you can't leave at 4.
Unless it's one of those things like maybe you're in a company, you could afford to say, hey, if you left an hour or two early, couple days leading up to the holidays, no big deal. We're not going to bother to track it. Just don't abuse it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Granted, there's always going to be people who abuse it, but there's people who abuse regular time off. And
this is true.
And people who bash themselves in the head with sprinklers that fall off the ceiling like we covered a couple episodes back.
Yeah.
I mean, people abuse it anyway. But so, I mean, you could do that. I mean, I don't know. I think that would be a really cool thing, like a very generous, upstanding thing for a company to do.
It's cool, but
they won't.
And plus, we know how people are. They would abuse it and be gone within like the first year it happened.
Yeah, you would hope that one person wouldn't ruin it for everybody, but you know they're going to.
Yeah.
But 37%, the most of the survey, say the thing that would help alleviate stress during the year-end holiday season. Take a wild guess. Higher year-end bonus.
Does anybody get a year-end bonus anymore?
I was going to say, man, when's the last time you got a bonus?
I got one when I was in Dallas.
Okay.
That was the one, and it actually shocked me. That's how, and it's not just radio, though.
Right.
I don't know any company that does it. I don't know any one of my friends that get it.
I worked for a company years back. I got one bonus. The following year, no bonuses, wasn't in the budget.
It's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's disappearing. I mean, I would like to say, yeah, sure, that'd be nice. But, geez, I've never gotten a bonus most of the time. Most places I've worked never got raises. So, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree there, man. Fight. That's not the hill to die on. Fight the fight where it can be won.
Yeah, go for the raise and not the bonus at that point. You know, don't push for bonuses.
Right.
Because guess what? That means you're never getting a raise, period.
Pretty much, yeah. And I've always thought, like, the whole Clark Griswold thing in Christmas Vacation, he's waiting for that bonus.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of life is that where you're hoping on something that you're not guaranteed?
And even if you were going to get a bonus, you don't know the amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your whole bane of existence depends on a bonus check, maybe you should look at how your checks and balances there on how you're spending money.
Yeah. I mean, in either case, you know, you got to find joy where you can around the holiday season.
Listen, you
don't leave work at work. Enjoy the time outside work with family and friends. Enjoy what's important. Don't focus on the bad crap.
One of the best things my dad ever taught me, you could only make yourself mad. You could only make yourself stressed. You control your own head.
You should take your dad's advice.
I try to, but it's easier said than done.
And then
but
you end
true.
Up exploding and throwing chairs around the office.
Well, now we're exaggerating, but close. Except that one chair.
I hated that chair too. You're fine.
It spited me.
Up next on the show, two women were rescued, or maybe not, from the ocean. We'll find out.
Ooh. Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Lazy E-Man, you've got to stop taking me back to my clubbing days.
On Jersey Shore on the podcast.
My fist is pumping and I can't control it.
I'm wearing the shirt before the shirt.
What? Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
The shirt before you go out. The shirt before the shirt, man.
Okay.
That's what that guy on Jersey Shore flat top taught me.
You just got way more Guido than I think I'll ever be.
I'm not even Italian.
That was impressive.
I know.
Anyway, this story is the kind of story, man, you want to talk about shocking. and, you know, emotion, the emotions it'll bring out of you, heart pounding, pulse pumping, danger, suspense, the kind of thing that would at least get a Hallmark movie made out of it.
And these people, like, think about it, you're stranded.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. I mean, we've read stories about this before. That guy who, well, he did it himself, but he was stranded in the woods for years.
I thought you were going to say Tom Hanks. I was going to say that was a movie called Castaway. It didn't actually happen.
Yes, it did. His name was Castaway, and he sat with a ball.
It was either going to be that, or you were going to reference Gilligan's Island, one of those two.
Yeah, that's how we're going to start the story. There once was a tale of a faithful ship.
Of course, we're talking about Jennifer Apple and Tasha Fuyava. These were two women who were trapped aboard their ship, lost at sea.
Which is terrifying. Like, that might be one of the most terrifying scenarios.
Lost at sea, no power, nothing, the boat completely not working, just them and their two dogs on the boat.
Would you say not a single luxury?
Basically, yeah, pretty close to that. The boat, apparently, you know, they were trying to sail from Hawaii to Tahiti, I think, or something like that. And the boat broke down on the trip, and they were just adrift out there, just floating around. And you wonder immediately, like I did, what the freak did they eat?
The dogs.
Because they were out there for 5 months.
Well, that's why I mean, as sick as I was joking, but at one point, you got to look at the dogs and go, we're going to die.
Well, here's what happened. Apparently, I read somewhere that they took advice from sailors who said, always overpack provisions. If you're sailing for what you think is going to be a month, pack for 6 months. And so that's actually what they did. It was supposed to be like a one-month trip. They packed 6 months' worth of food, though, so they were able to survive for five without completely starving or going insane.
Now, do they say, like, were they avid sailors? I'm assuming they were, because...
I don't
know. Like, why are they doing that? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It seems odd. Just go on
two
a carnival
women,
cruise.
Two women, over middle age, bored. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Let's charter a boat and just sail around the ocean.
I guess. I'm assuming if you looked up all that stuff, you've already sailed before.
They talked, though, about how the boat went dead on them. They lost all their instrumentation. The engine stopped working. Everything was flooded after surviving a hurricane force storm. And then they were adrift out at sea while sharks were circling the boat and smashing up against the boat with their heads. And
there's nothing you could do at that point. You're in the middle of the ocean. It's not like you could, oh, there's a place I could jump off into.
Except.
Oh, wait, there's an
their
except.
Their story is coming under scrutiny for being a bunch of BS. Not
what?
Being even remotely. There's a lot of holes in this story, pal. That's what's coming out now. There's a lot of things that cannot be accounted for.
I'm guessing the hole isn't in the boat.
Well, first and foremost, they said, oh, we survived a hurricane force storm. The National Weather Service shows no signs of a storm around that time in that area, which is then later corroborated by NASA satellite images.
That's one of those things that you can't really lie about because it's easily proved.
I love the idea that NASA and the National Weather Service are spending money to poke holes in the story of these two broads that got fished off of a boat.
Yeah, you know, NASA not being provided to it by the government anymore as much as it used to. This is what they're spending. We want to get to Mars.
Hey, guys, aren't we supposed to, like, get to another planet at some point? But I'm glad you're screwing around looking at ocean pictures just to ruin these women's story.
Yeah, yeah. Ha ha, we got you. Uh-oh, we don't have enough money anymore.
So there was that. And then there was also, like, the thing that immediately got me about their story was then they were like, oh, the tiger sharks were circling the boat and, like, ramming it. No? And I'm thinking to myself, sharks don't behave that way. Like, crap floats in the ocean all the time. They don't just charge at it with their skulls. That would be completely and utterly irresponsible and, like, not even remotely close to survival instinct.
You know, it's one of those things where even when you first said it, I didn't question it, because when you just say a story, you're so hyped up on the story that you're like, oh my God, oh my God. You don't really bring logic, and I think that's what they were banking on.
Oh, you mean you think that something probably bad happened, but maybe they tried to spice it up a little bit to get attention? Is that what you think? Because that's what I think happened here.
Well, maybe that, but I mean, like, if you're going to come up with a lie, if you build it up enough like they did, you're going to go over the logical facts of, oh, yeah, sharks don't behave that way. You're just going to be like, whoa, oh, my God.
Maybe they saw a shark and then just decided to add danger to the story because shark experts have said, yeah, no, tiger sharks do not even remotely behave in that manner. Why would they charge something that's just floating? They don't know what's in it. They're sharks. They're stupid. They don't understand nautical travel.
But do they have lasers?
Yeah. So there was that. Shark X. No weather, no sharks, okay? Then the Coast Guard was saying that they found it awfully suspicious because the women claimed that they were equipped with communications devices, six different kinds of communication devices, all of which failed at the same time. The Coast Guard is saying that they have never, ever heard of all of those things going down at the same time ever in the history of sea travel.
Yeah, I'm just going off of me being like the lazy that just sits on the couch all day. I've never had my phone and my computer go down at once.
Furthermore, these women had an emergency position indicating radio beacon, which is like a fail-safe thing that most boats have, which communicates with satellites and sends a distress signal within minutes, even if dropped in the ocean.
Didn't they use that on the Carnival cruise? That got stuck.
Yeah, so the Coast Guard asks, why was this never activated? They don't have an answer for it, conveniently.
Oh, no.
Apparently, there was also the claim that somebody, I guess their mother, somebody's mother, called to report them missing. That call never happened. I know, we're getting deep into this now, right? And there's a lot of holes in this, is what I'm getting at. Like, they denied ever getting the call. The women told the Associated Press that they had a float plan, sharing their course and other details with friends and relatives. But in an interview with the Coast Guard, the women denied filing such a plan.
So have they've not confessed this yet?
No, they haven't confessed that they lied. Then they were saying the Taiwanese fishing vessel that, like, found them, originally they said they were friendly, and then all of a sudden the story changed to, oh, they were afraid for their safety because they thought that the crew of this fishing vessel was going to harm them. Of course, you got to add extra suspense and drama to your little yarn in order to get those movie rights. You got to secure that movie deal or that book deal.
We were just talking about this. It must have been a movie thing we were talking about. We were like, of course, there always has to be a plight to the story. That guy who fought off the bank robber or the store robber, I forget if it was a Taco Bell or whatever
Oh, at IHOP?
Where he's like, and I'm so happy for them because they gave me another chance after I was messed up with drugs.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. I owe everything to IHOP because my life was falling apart and I was hooked on cocaine and into underground fight clubbing, but then IHOP came and pulled me out of it. It's like, dude, what is this, the plot of Pretty Woman, except with IHOP?
Nobody puts the boat in the corner.
Yeah, these girls were probably stranded out there for a couple of days.
I just realized I quoted Dirty Dancing.
That's okay. I'm just going to let it slide. Man. But they were probably stranded out there for a couple of days and decided, oh, well, maybe if this was more like Castaway or Lost, then we could, like, get a book deal and a movie deal, and then everybody would love us. Except we're on to you and your crap. Stop lying.
Why don't you lying?
I'm saying.
Why you always lying?
Why? You gotta stop.
Oh, my God. Stop fucking lying.
Yeah, come on.
Have some decency already.
I'm going to totally look up their names. I got to get her on the phone, or one of them.
Oh, yeah. You want to make them... if a freak accident is the one that gets them to admit that they're liars, we'll be famous.
Oh, and dude, I'm going to totally just say to them, we want you to tell your case because we totally support you.
And then after we become famous, we can come up with a bunch of suspense and drama about how we had to fight off ninjas while we were doing the interview to make it even more interesting, because that's what people do.
And tiger sharks were hitting your house.
Stop lying. This story is stupid. And you know what? Stay on land. The ocean takes no prisoners.
Yeah.
check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
More club beer. Yeah. Where did that frog in my throat come from?
Ribbit, ribbit.
Swallowed him back down now.
Good.
Where's all this club music coming from? Is this your secret playlist that you're just deciding to air on the podcast?
Forgot our soundboard, so I just brought my iPad.
Fair enough. This is a list in the Daily Mail of unusual things, strange things, even weird things that we do that we don't really think about, but they're definitely weird.
See, this scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to make me seem weirder than I normally am.
Just glancing through this list, I've done some of these.
Is
it? And boy, having to say it out loud is going to be really, really upsetting.
But this is what this show's about. It's all a family. Everybody listen, we're all in a family together.
Yeah, we're getting divorced. The things we all do. The things we all do. This is by gender first, okay?
Okay.
Do you ever, this is yes or no, do you ever intentionally delay bathing to see how bad of an odor you can achieve?
This is guys?
Guys and men and women.
This is both. No, I would never do that.
I've never done it either. Mickey's not here to defend herself, so I'm going to say yes, she absolutely has done that, absolutely 100%. Uh-huh. 5.3% of women say yes, they have. And 11.1% of men say yes.
I think I'm more disturbed about the women.
Yeah.
Guys, we're pigs.
Yeah.
Girls, you're supposed to be the daintier of the sexes.
Have you ever played with your pubes in a non-sexual manner?
Damn it.
Told you. Makes you feel weird to have to admit it on a podcast, doesn't it?
Damn it.
And it's on the internet now, so it's forever.
What about you?
I've done it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Guys, you've done it too. Don't lie.
Percentage of women and men who said yes, 36.1% of women.
What? Women?
45.4% of men.
Women?
Women. 36.1% have.
Guys, don't surprise me. In fact, I'm saying the rest of them lied because it's 100% of guys.
Have you ever smelled your worn underwear to see if you can wear it again?
Yes.
Yes.
That's not weird.
30.9% of women say yes. And 44.3% of men.
I don't think that's weird. That's being resourceful.
Right, yeah.
You know, listen, you're saving water.
Save the planet.
Yeah.
Right? You ever go to bed without washing your face? That's not unusual.
I always go to bed without washing my face. I do it when I get a shower.
Right,
in the morning.
58.9% of men. That one's dumb. Have you ever flipped your underwear inside out to wear it again? Oh, God, no.
No, because that would feel funky.
Yeah, it would. That's not how they're supposed to be worn, but 14.2% of men have done it, as have 12.6% of women.
Why not just wear the underwear?
Well, the thong is just like a string, so that's like there is no upper bottom to that one.
No, there is. There kind of is.
Have you ever picked your nose and ate the booger?
No.
I've never done that either.
No, because that grosses me out to even think about it, and it's going to make me vomit.
But 30.1% of women have.
Women?
Yes.
Women, what are you doing?
A third of women have eaten their boogs.
So two other girls that are listening, one of you's doing it.
Yeah.
You're sick.
33.8% of men, yes. When alone, do you shout or make odd noises without rhyme or reason?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Well, you got to fill that space.
Sometimes the sound of silence is too much. There you go. That's me without being alone.
No, yeah.
It's twice as bad if nobody's around. 46.3% of men, yes, have done that, and 36.7% of women. When dining in front of the TV, have you ever waited to begin eating until you found something to watch?
All the
time. Yes, constantly.
That's a problem with me. I won't eat until I start watching a show.
And around 80% of men and women agree. Yeah.
Because it's kind of like dinner and a show. You want to be entertained. You don't want to sit there and look at a wall.
This one I've never really thought about, but man, do I do this. When on a lengthy phone call, or really any phone call, do you ever pace, walk on furniture, or sit in odd ways?
Yes.
Yes. I can't sit still. I got to get up and walk and pace around and move around. And
I've sat upside down when I was on the phone.
What is it about being on the phone that prompts you to do that?
I think it's because you kind of forget what your body's doing because you're so enthralled with
a
phone call.
Yeah, it could be. 65.4% of women have done that. 57.3% of men.
It makes sense. More women. Women talk on the phone more. That's a true fact.
When using the restroom, do you ever check behind the shower curtain to assure nothing is hiding back there?
Yes.
You do that?
I think it's just a habit now.
Huh.
I did it when I was a child because I saw one of those America's Most Wanted shows, and they had one of those reenactments, and that was one of the scenes.
And
so
now it's just OCD.
Yeah, now I have to because otherwise I'm going to get stabbed.
Right, yeah. If you don't, a man with a large machete will suddenly appear and hack you to bits.
Yeah, that's just truth. That's science. Look anywhere.
You are one of 26.8% of men.
How many women?
36.9.
Knew it would be more, especially if they live by themselves.
I guess, yeah. Now, strangely satisfying, things that apparently Americans and Europeans find strangely satisfying by gender.
I don't like this.
Enjoying the smell of your own farts.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves their own brand.
I think I'm more proud of myself when I don't.
Dude, I'll tell you what. There have been moments for me where even I've regretted what I've done. I've been like, oh no, this is terrible, and other people have to be around this. Yeah. Horror. Absolute horror. 94.1% of women enjoy the smell of their own farts.
You women, you've hid this. You're sick.
92.7% of men, so more women than men enjoy the smell of their own farts.
You secret sick people.
95% of men and 97% of women fart after waiting to be alone. Find that strangely satisfying.
Well, yeah, because it's like you accomplished something.
So this is something I've never done, but I know other people have. I don't know if you have, though. Pee in the shower?
Yeah.
You've done it?
Yeah.
Never have.
Actually, we brought it up on the show the one time. Mickey said she did it, too.
Oh, God, you guys are nasty.
No.
The smell alone.
It's a drain.
Yeah, but it stinks.
No, it doesn't.
It's pee.
No.
Yes.
Just get soaked.
And it's on your feet because the water washes it up over your toes.
You got to aim for the drain.
93.6% of women have done it. 91.3% of men. I'm happily in the minority of these statistics.
That's going to be our first t-shirt. Aim for the drain.
Man, that describes this podcast in more ways than one. Pick an irritating booger. Oh, God, yeah, that is satisfying.
Yeah, you have to do
97%
that.
Of women, 95% of men. Pick off your dead skin.
Oh, yeah, when you're peeling. Oh, the sunburn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High 90s% of women and men. Pick pimples. Pop pimples.
No.
I do that.
Never. It's a doo-doo.
I do that. That is, I love those pimple popping videos on YouTube. Like Dr. Pimple Popper.
No, gross.
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
No, I can't.
A good sebaceous cyst. You pop that sucker, you get all that cheese out of there.
That's going to be the name of our metal band, Sebaceous Cyst.
Smelling your dirty armpits. I do not find that satisfying at all. I find it repulsive when I can smell my pits.
It's not satisfying, but I do it to make sure. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Watching a blackhead pop.
Again, I don't do that.
Getting that delicious cheese out from under your skin. And seeing it actually deflate underneath it after you squeezed a good portion of it out. Yeah. That's pretty much it on this list. I mean, yeah, admittedly, that is some weird stuff that I'm not sure I'd be comfortable sharing with the general public. Just did.
Yeah.
Enjoy that information for whatever it's worth.
We all just shared it, and you know you've agreed with us too, so don't lie.
Tell us the weirdest thing you enjoy.
Yes.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, movies and the worst lines in movie history. Brace yourself.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
It's a wonderful time for movies, especially comic book movies. We've got the Justice League coming out in a few weeks, which we'll have to review after we're back from our Thanksgiving break.
Yes.
Because we take that week off. Which that's on them for scheduling that week.
Too bad for them. Yeah, well, they're getting that sweet long weekend money.
Your own friggin' fault, Warner Brothers. But anyway, this week though, this past weekend I should say, was the arrival of a movie many have been looking forward to. Thor: Ragnarok hit theaters at last.
Nice pose.
And it was wonderful.
It was more than I expected.
Oh really?
It was just. It was so. This is what good Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy has done for comic book movies. A lot of people would say Thor, second one maybe, was too hard.
I would argue the Thor movies, as far as the Marvel movies are concerned, are of the more forgettable variety in that cluster. Like, they're definitely usually near the bottom of everybody's list.
And they're flat. Like, they're action. And right now, people have been spoiled with the funny.
Right.
And this movie kind of mixed it right back in. Wow.
Now, one thing I was happy about, because this movie actually ended up being exactly what I expected it to be.
Okay.
But one thing I was happy about, I was worried it was going to be too jokey. Like, they were going to really lean into the comedy way too hard. And there were definitely, like, lighthearted comedic moments. But, like, most of it wasn't funny. It wasn't, like, a comedy. It was fun without being, like, necessarily overly funny, if that makes any sense.
There was good action. There was good drama. And then it was almost like the jokes were, like, a scene changer.
It just kind of made sense in the context. Like, nothing really felt forced about it, which I liked. I really appreciated that, because I thought they were going to force too much comedy and it was going to come off as, like,
didn't at all.
Trying too hard. Didn't. Executed that perfectly. As far as, like, it being a great movie, I mean, I wouldn't rank it amongst, like, I mean, I wouldn't rank it in, like, the top of the Marvel movies. I'd say it's like solid middle. Like, I would rank that one around, like, I mean, I rank Iron Man 2 higher than most. I'd rank it around like Iron Man 2, around like Doctor Strange, you know, Ant-Man, like in and among that cluster of films. You know, not quite to the toppest of the top tier, but like a very, very avoiding the bottom as well.
It's one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Okay.
By far, I just...
You really liked this one.
I saw it twice.
Oh my God.
In less than a week.
That's crazy.
It was amazing. It just had everything.
I really did enjoy it. Like I said, it's fun, but it's not like... I said, it's not like a game changer or a genre-defining movie, let's say.
Okay, I can agree with that.
But it's still... I did not even remotely regret going to see it. I loved it. It was fantastic. Yeah. And you'd love it too if you saw it. Especially that scene. I was laughing my mind out of my mind when Hulk shows up in the gladiator arena to fight him.
Yes! Oh! Hey! We know each other. He's a friend from work. Where have you been?
Everybody thought you were dead.
So much has happened since I last saw you. Lost my hammer, like yesterday, so that's still pretty fresh. Loki? Loki's alive. Can you believe it? He's up there. Loki! Look who it is!
And then you see Loki like, oh God.
That's the best part is like Hulk comes out and Loki's sitting there and he's like, I have to get out of this planet. And he tries to escape.
My favorite, and I've been saying this after both times watching it.
Your favorite what?
My favorite part of this movie, the secret hero of this movie.
Jeff Goldblum.
Well, Jeff Goldblum was good. My favorite is Korg. He's like a little buddy of his. He is the ultimate comedy relief.
Over here, pile of rocks waving at you. Here. Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Korg. I'm kind of like the leader in here. I'm made of rocks, as you can see, but don't let that intimidate you. You don't need to be afraid unless you're made of scissors. Just a little rock, paper, scissor joke for you.
I love that he's huge but has the smallest voice in the world.
Do you know who does that voice?
Who is it?
It's the producer of the movie.
That's amazing.
They just brought him in for that, but he has the most amazing voice for it. Hey, man. Hey, how you doing?
That's he was great, but dude, Jeff Goldblum stole every friggin' scene he was in. Jeff Goldblum at his absolute most Jeff Goldblumiest he's ever been, I think, ever.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a character or just Jeff Goldblum.
No, it's
showed
Jeff
up.
Goldblum. Yeah, the Grandmaster is Jeff Goldblum.
He actually showed up and just said these things, and they're like, this would be great for the movie.
Like, they just found him wandering around the set one day. They're like, "Yeah, let's plug him in. What the heck?"
He's wearing a robe. It looks like something good. Let's go.
I like that he just casually wears that costume.
That's what makes a great movie anymore, or always makes a good movie, and especially with superheroes, when it's not just one person.
Yeah,
there's so many people in that movie that do. It's kind of spoiling it. All right, I won't say it. Look out when they're having a reenactment of Loki,
yeah,
and Thor
cameos.
It's like a play.
The cameos.
There's
talking about.
There's a specific cameo.
Yep.
That I cracked up.
Yeah,
you got to look for that when you see the movie.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
And
it's
people,
awesome,
people who did see it, you know what I'm talking about.
I saw it and I was like, "That's not them." And I was like, "That's them."
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wonderful.
Unbelievable.
What would you rate Thor Ragnarok, sir?
5.
5? Oh, wow. Perfect 5. All right. I'd go a step down. I'd rate it a 4. Did enjoy it. Would recommend highly. You'll like it.
Seen
trust
it multiple
me.
Times.
Now we go from a movie we liked to lines from movies that we do not like. This is a list from BuzzFeed. 33 of the dumbest lines in movie history. I think a good way to do this would be like to see if we can do top 20. What do you think? Because this is 33.
We'll do top 20. If we have time, we'll just scroll down some more.
Okay. Let me see if I can actually find the top 20.
Yeah,
let's get through the... I don't think this is ranked from worst
to best.
No,
just
go
to the top to 20 of them.
All right, fine. Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey.
Why do you need
to? Because it's the way I am.
Because I'm 50 Shades of f***ed up.
They worked in the title of the movie in a line.
That doesn't even make sense. Is that a thing people say? I'm 50 shades of something? I've
no.
never heard anyone use that expression
I
ever.
I bet you they wanted it to be viral, though.
They made it up for the crap and...
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
How about Dante's Peak?
This one's kind of hard to hear, so you might have to repeat it. It's kind of buried. I don't know how someone found this.
That's it. Here's a good grandma.
That's a good grandma. That's a good grandma. She's dying. That's not what you say.
Now, from a movie that I actually really liked when I was a kid.
I never, ever, ever saw this.
Admittedly, a terrible line from Jack Frost.
Yeah. We don't
afford
my dad or dad.
All right. Snow dad's better than no dad. Let's go.
Because he shows up as a snowman. He becomes, like, reincarnated or whatever, and he says, snow dad's better than no dad.
Yeah. Snow dad better than no dad. Again, hoping that can make a t-shirt.
You know what? That line was absolutely aimed at the kids. Yeah. And I remember being a kid and being like, how dare you?
Go look at the reviews of the old reviews of that. They're like, who was the main actor in that? That was Jack.
That was freaking Michael Keaton.
Oh, Michael Keaton. It said Michael Keaton freezes up in this movie. Like, it's hilarious.
And then we had Pearl Harbor, one of the worst movies ever made.
And the most ridiculous line ever said.
Danny, what the hell is that noise? You guys doing target practice or something?
I think World War II just started.
No, man, World War II's been going on for quite a long time before America finally decided to get involved.
Yeah, it didn't just start. Don't try to revise history with a movie.
I don't know why this next one is so bad, but it is cringy. From the Goblet of Fire.
I love magic.
I love magic. I don't know if it's his weirdo British accent. Play it again.
I love magic.
It's kind of like a visual thing, because you see his eyes. He seems, like, entranced.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
He sounds like... I don't even want to say it, so I won't.
No, don't.
How about this one? I've never seen this movie.
Little Tokyo?
Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Yeah.
Kenner, just in case we get killed, I wanted to tell you, you have the biggest I've ever seen on a man.
That's kind of a compliment.
Lazy E, I just wanted to tell you.
It's not true. Don't even say it.
Oh, God. This movie I have seen, admittedly, in my defense, I saw it with the riff tracks, but the dumbest, this, I would say, is the dumbest line in the history of spoken word from Twilight.
You better hold on tight, Spider Monkey.
Why would you call somebody a Spider Monkey?
You better hold on tight, Spider Monkey. There was no precedent for it. It doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Honestly, I didn't know I was going to have enough room on this thing because I thought it was just going to be the whole movie. Dumbest lines.
Now, one of the worst movies ever made. I was actually talking about this with a guy I work with. The Happening.
We're packing hot dogs for the road. You know, hot dogs get a bad rap. They got a cool shape. They got protein. You like hot dogs, right?
Like, why?
Why is that in the movie? Like, why did they need to include this in the dialogue?
Like, I never saw that movie, but if I did and I heard that line, I'd be like, I could have had 5 seconds back.
No, the best thing is the lady who accuses Mark Wahlberg of trying to kill. Are you trying to kill me? What? No! That should have been in here.
Oh, the next one on the list, I never have seen because it just looks stupid. And this line pretty much...
The Fast and the Furious, all 8 of those stupid movies.
Yeah, and this one, this line confirms it.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Why a quarter mile at a time?
No, because, you know what, they had to fix in, oh, well, it's a car movie, so let's try to make what he says about cars.
And racing, because isn't a quarter mile a thing in racing?
Yeah, something like that.
Automobile racing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why not miles? Miles per hour, isn't that the important thing? Like, how fast you're going?
It's Vin
quarter mile?
Vin Diesel should just be happy he has a career at all. He's dumb.
It's those movies are the reason.
Like, you know,
I mean, he's great as Groot.
Because that's all he says.
Right.
I am Groot.
Yeah. Okay.
This line is one of the most famous ones ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from the love story Notting Hill.
And don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
That reeks of try too hard.
It does, and it's so obvious. Like, if a girl ever said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, like, yeah, I know you're a girl, and I'm a boy.
No, like I said, this is, somebody was screenwriting this, and they're like, what's the most romantic thing I can think up? And, like, they stalled out and couldn't think of anything, so they drank and drank and probably did some cocaine and drank some more, and
I'm
finally...
just the girl.
Yeah, this just slurred out of their mouth, and it ended up in the movie, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It was on a dare.
And then from Avatar, oh yeah, James Cameron, that guy is great conceptually, not a great screenwriter, and I think this proves it.
There is something really interesting going on in there biologically.
Biologically. Mm-hmm. There's something really interesting going on there... biologically.
Now, we're going to skip ahead 1 to 13, which is Harley Quinn getting deep in Suicide Squad with his...
Normals is setting on the dryer.
Yeah.
Normals is setting on the dryer. Get it? Because it is.
It's also a type of audio processing. And no, now we're going to end with the one prior to that, which, my friend, Lazy E.
Oh, I knew you wanted this one.
This one. We don't need to go any further, because this is the worst movie line in history.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere. Not like here. Here everything is soft and smooth.
That is both creepy and stupid and inane and, like, blood-boilingly frustrating all at the same time.
I know we were supposed to end it, but there's one I had to play.
By the way, that was Anakin in Attack of the Clones.
I had to play this one because...
Ugh, I actually got chills.
I get inspiration from this one, of course, from Ladies Love Cool J, LL Cool J, in the movie Hard to Kill.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent.
Oh, no, wait, this isn't LL Cool J. That's another movie, but this is from the movie Hard to Kill. I was looking at another clip.
Okay.
But this is the movie Hard to Kill.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Yeah!
I mean, leave it to what's his name?
I don't even know who it was.
That guy.
Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal, yeah. I couldn't think of his name. The guy who's, like, now a supervillain, and he defends Vladimir Putin on TV.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Oh, no, there's a worse one, actually. No, play this one, too. Add it in. X-Men, the worst line ever.
Oh, God.
X-Men.
You know what happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning? The same thing happens to everything else.
What?
Yeah, what does that mean?
In the world, were you thinking leaving that tripe in your film?
I don't know. Wicker Man kind of beats it.
They were
killing me. Won't bring back your goddamn honey.
No, that wasn't. That isn't even half as bad as the X-Men one. That X-Men one is terrible. Why would you? You know what they were doing? They were trying to find a "I'll be back" moment.
Yeah.
Like all these movies do. They're waiting for that line.
You can't force it.
You force it, and it just sounds awful. There's so many more examples of this.
Or Geely.
It's turkey time.
Huh?
Gobble, gobble.
If a girl ever said that to me, I'd shut her out. Just leave.
I'd carry her to the highest nearby building and toss her off of the top of it.
I dare anybody listening at Thanksgiving, go to your family and say this.
It's turkey time.
Huh?
Gobble, gobble.
Okay, all right. We need to end this.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, some of these are so bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes the line just isn't there. Yeah. Just right natural.
Yeah.
Thor, Ragnarok. I don't think there was any line in that movie that made me want to dive through the screen.
Not at all. They knew what they did.
Go see Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah, none of those.
God, I hope Justice League ends up being good. It's less than 2 hours long, and I don't know how that's going to happen. But that, I...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, keep my fingers crossed. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Freak Accident. Lazy E, what in God's name do these people need to do to keep up with us and things?
Well, you need to go to afreakaccident.com. First and foremost, that's the place to go. It's the hub for everything. You go to the podcast section, every single episode we've ever done. Also, when you're there, we have just all the stuff we talk about. We'll have links to it, like to coordinate with what we're talking about so you kind of get deeper into the story. And you click the Connect tab where you can find all our social medias. Connect with us on Facebook because the show keeps on going there.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. And also, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a good review. Every subscription, every review helps us climb higher in the charts. We'd love you for that. And we're also available other places, too.
Yeah, iTunes, Stitcher, any podcatcher out there.
Google Play Music.
But iTunes is the biggie.
It is, yeah. So focus on iTunes. And then go to the other ones only if you have to.
And don't forget to email us with anything. You want us to talk about something. You have a compliment about the show. You have a complaint about the show. Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
That's right. And we will be back with another brand new episode next week. And since you're going to be spending so much time around your family, heading into Thanksgiving and the holidays, how about famous people who have married their relatives? Because why not?
Yeah,
think
why
about
not?
That while you're eating cranberry sauce across from your auntie.
So,
and Mickey will be back next week as well. Oh, wait, what's this flashing button here?
Oh, God, did we leave Mickey on hold?
Mickey, are you there?
Hi, guys. What happened?
Have you been on hold this whole time?
Yeah, you told me that you were going to get back to me.
Oh.
Well, enjoy the drugs and the hallucinations. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given
until there's a freak accident.
Let's get guinea pig.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.